KLW. This is Sights and Sounds Picks, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is author Tamika Thompson. Hey, Tamika.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tamika wrote the horror novel, The Curse of Hester Gardens. And the story is about a mother who is trying to protect her sons from crime in their neighborhood. But that's not the only thing she has to watch out for. The housing projects they live in are haunted. But right now, we're going to hear Tamika's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay Area. Next up is Cleo's in Oakland. In Greek mythology, the Muses were a group of sisters who provided inspiration for artists. And this bookstore is named after Cleo, the Muse of History. It's a fitting name because the store's books are organized by when they were written or the time periods the stories take place. Now, going through their catalog is like looking at a timeline of human history. Cleo's also has a no phone and no laptop policy so that people can socialize. Tamika, I need to come to this place. I've been hearing about it, but why do you like coming here?
Oh, I love it because it has all the things that are important to me. It's got conversation, symposium style. It's got a bar so I can get a drink.
There you go.
And it's got conversation areas so that you can sit and actually talk to people or just sit and read a book. The event listings are fantastic. I went to see a poet talk about his book that was coming out that was looking at ritual killings in Nigeria. And there are a couple that are coming up this year on their event list. One is about anti-fascism. The other one is about Native American cuisine. And so it's always pressing topics and people come and are ready for great conversation with really thoughtful, incisive questions.
Nice. Okay, I keep saying I'm going to go here and I need to go. That's Cleo's in Oakland. Your next pick is Timeless Coffee and Bakery in Oakland. This cafe sells coffee and vegan pastries such as cake and peanut butter cookies. In 2024, Timeless was voted the best vegan coffee shop in Veg News, which is a top plant-based lifestyle magazine. The cafe has two locations in Oakland, one in downtown and the other on Piedmont. Tamika, what are you ordering for us when we go? Because you're treating, because now you're a big author.
I am plant-based and I have been for about 20 years. And so I always get excited when I find a place and I can show up and I don't have to check the ingredients list or talk to them about what I can and can't eat. They also have sweet and savory, which is hard to find the really good savory stuff. So I have a potato and tofu onion frittata that I always order from there that I really love along with my coffee. And I actually accidentally went to both locations one day. I was meeting someone and I went to the Piedmont Avenue location, but she was at the Webster Street location. And I left and went to the other one, but I ordered and ate at both places. That's how much I enjoy it.
Right. I'm very proud of that, actually. Don't be ashamed. Hey, if it's good, it's good. Treat yourself. That's Timeless Coffee and Bakery in Oakland. And your final pick is Center Rep of the Lesher Center for the Arts in Walnut Creek. The professional theater's programming is a mix of classic and contemporary projects. Their next season starts in the fall, and the theme is Dreamers and Daredevils. They'll have stories about characters who take big leaps of faith in life. So, Tamika, you took a leap of faith and put this book out in the world. Why do you like going to this theater, and is there any show you look forward to seeing?
I love the Lesher Center. It is convenient to me in the East Bay, but they also put out great shows. And I've seen at holiday time, the Nutcracker, the Christmas Carol. I went to see The Woman in Black there, and that was a really powerful experience. Frightening to watch that in the audience. I'm looking forward to Dracula, a comedy of terrors. It is a spin on the beloved Bram Stoker character. It is promising some titillating terror, but also it's supposed to be laugh out loud funny. It's had some great reviews and it's in their 2026-2027 lineup. So I've been looking forward to grabbing a ticket and going out and seeing it, particularly as a horror author, because I think comedy is a really important aspect of horror.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's Center Rep of the Lesher Center for the Arts in Walnut Creek, and their next season starts on September 6th. I've been speaking with author Tamika Thompson. Her new novel, The Curse of Hester Gardens, is out in bookstores. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org. And for more arts coverage, listen to my program, The Sights and Sounds Show with Janae Darden, and catch that every Wednesday, 4 p.m. on KALW. And make sure to subscribe to all of our Sights and Sounds shows, which are available on the KALW app, Spotify, Apple, and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds Picks was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by True Quinn. I'm Janae Darden.